Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is July the 19th, 2018. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 163 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be talking about fluency. This is the third episode of a new series which I'm calling 25 Years of EFL Teaching. Basically, I share some of my experiences and some of the things I have learned in these 25 years. And today I'm going to be talking about fluency then. I would like to remind you before I start that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list If you like to get a notification of the new episodes, whenever a new episode is out there. You can also subscribe via Twitter or Stitcher, or you can like our page on Facebook, etc., etc., etc. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions or comments. And finally, I would like to mention that there are two other episodes in which I talked about fluency. One of them from, March 2014. And that one is called Language Fluency and Proficiency. I basically discussed the difference between these two concepts and gave my opinion. I grabbed some definitions from the internet and basically made my comments. And then there is another episode, that's episode number 93, which is called So What is Fluency? In this episode, I basically discussed what some learners believe fluency is and how this can affect their progress in their language learning process. And then I talked about this blog post, which I had found the week before or something, by Rob Howard. Very interesting ideas on this topic, on how you can deal with your progress, how you can, very, very interesting. I do recommend, I don't know if Rob Howard is still writing, but this episode I recorded back in 2015, so that's 3 years ago. Anyway, let's get back to this topic then, fluency. So what exactly is fluency? There are many definitions if you look for this online, but basically is to speak naturally without too many interruptions. Sometimes we hesitate. That can sound natural or not. So to speak naturally. Fluency can be divided. And then I would like to mention that I found this video online about five steps to improve your fluency, if I'm not wrong, that's the title, by Oxford Online Education. That's the name of the YouTube channel. Very interesting. The presenter describes fluency as having two sides, the physical side and the mental side. I thought that was very appropriate and very easy to understand and a good description of fluency. And then the physical part, of course, is related to pronunciation. It's related to pronunciation in all levels you can imagine. Phoneme, like individual sounds, word level, or even sentence level. So how you can deal with this, how you deal with the sounds of the language, the intonation, how you use your articulatory system to produce language. So you know, it's all about how can you improve this, the physical part. Well, you can create pronunciation exercises. You can do that by trying to find some, to get started, and then trying to create your own sentences and trying to identify the sounds you have difficulties pronouncing. Work on all aspects like weak forms, how to blend words. Try to imitate. So singing is a good way to do it. Maybe also one technique they mention in this video called speed reading. So you select a short text, a couple of paragraphs, and then you time yourself. You try to read and articulate the sounds well and clearly, and you time yourself, and then you try to do it again and try to beat yourself. Another thing that I thought about is mirroring. So you can try to imitate people or actors, or when you're watching a movie or something, you have this sentence they say in the movie, and then you can try to reproduce that sentence over and over again and try to learn how to do it naturally. And of course, conversation. But then when you think about free conversation, of course, it's a way of practicing the physical side of fluency, but then we are already moving into the mental side of fluency, because the physical part of fluency, in my opinion, is more about playing with the sounds if you want to practice it. Yeah. And mental, it's because when you have to answer questions, unexpected questions, or talk about a specific topic you didn't know you were going to be talking about, of course, this is mental, because what is the mental part of fluency? It's the part where you have to know the right structure to use, the appropriate words to you retrieve from memory, the right collocation to talk about some specific aspect of a topic or something, how you organize your ideas, how coherent and relevant you are in your ideas. So all of this is related to the mental side of fluency. I think it's much more difficult to practice the mental side of fluency. Why? Because you have to be engaged in real conversation and trying to communicate in a realistic way, you know, in an authentic way. And the mental side of fluency is all about how you can retrieve and process the language quickly, you know, and you don't have to simply translate word by word. So one mistake I see a lot of people making is they have to know every single words, like the translation of that word. They have to know that word in their own language. This, sometimes it's not necessary. Of course, with time, you increase your vocab a lot, and you end up increasing your translation vocab as well. What do I mean by that? Is that maybe you know more words in a foreign language than you know the translation of those words. And this is very common. I think it's something common to heaven. So don't worry too much about knowing exactly the translation. That's my point here. So to exercise the mental side of fluency, you have to be able to think about language in chunks. You have to be able to memorize language in a way that you can retrieve that chunk in easily. Because if you have to translate every single word, you have to form the sentence in your mind in your own native language, and then you have to go word by word. I am going to travel next January. So you have to go word by word, translating one by one. Wow, this is very hardworking. And this is a very good point the guy makes in the video, and I thought it was nice to share with more people. So you can actually check out the video. Lots of nice tips about how to think about fluency and how you can improve your fluency. So this is it for today. Actually, this is the episode 163 of the Follow English podcast. You know where to find the webpage, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. And, well, that's it. I'll see you next time. Bye.